Hello and welcome to Old School versus Middle School. This is Casey of the Middle School.
Hi, and this is Keith bringing the old school side. This is where Casey and I will debate various topics from our two perspectives, mostly about sports and sometimes about some other things. Like today is definitely sports, but not football. How you doing, Case?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's a nice afternoon, and we got some time to talk about March Madness. What do you think? Seems appropriate, right?
Fair enough. Appropriate enough.
All right. How's your brackets? How are they doing?
Oh, just terrible.
Oh, no. How about your full bracket? Is that one bad?
Yeah. I'm not one of the two perfect brackets remaining. We can just say that.
Well, on ESPN this morning, they said there's none, but I mean, that might be just in ESPN world, not the whole world.
Yeah, in the whole world, there's just two.
That's insane that there is any. I had a strong first round in the family one. I think we had about the same number right, though, but I had some of my favorite picks were Liberty, Murray State, Wolford, and UC Irvine, believe it or not. I had those four moving on to the next round.
Wow.
How about you? What were your best favorite picks?
I had Duke, UCF. Yeah, Duke and UCF were about all I got right.
No, you're crazy. You had about 27 right in the first round. Speaking of Duke, UCF, though, that's the game of the day. Zion versus Taco. What do you think about that?
It's going to be hard to watch.
How come?
It's just going to be a long day with Zion getting rejected and then Taco getting dunked on. It's just going to go back and forth.
All right. You think Zion's going to get a dunk in on him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got to watch this to see because I'm curious. I think he definitely wants to. But this guy seems pretty motivated not to let him. How good is UCF? Were they like
they're a 9 seed.
Oh, 9 seed. Okay, so they must have been okay. Houston, I think, is like a 3 or 4 seed or something. Like they were in the same division. So
yeah,
interesting. Wasn't that the game we were watching once when we first discovered the UCF basketball team a couple weeks ago? Was it against Houston, UCF, Houston? Yeah, I'll be curious to see. But Ian, I got to admit, I know you're the big Duke fan. And even though I almost went to Duke for grad school, did you know that?
Yeah, maybe. Well, probably not.
yeah, that was back just before they actually had their basketball team. Wasn't really that good. They never won much. And then, yeah, and then they started, that's kind of just when they started having good teams and eventually having really, really good teams. But, yeah. So, anyway, even despite that, I've never been a huge Duke fan, but I like watching Zion, I got to admit. He's pretty fun to watch.
Yep.
So what about Jay Morant. Morant? Moray? How do you say his name?
Ja Morant. Something like that.
Morant. No, Ja. I'm sorry. I always say Jay. I don't know why. Ja Morant. I think you're right. Yeah. How fun. How incredible was he the first game? That's, man.
Oh, he was so good. But so then, good. But then, even last week, he went off, but then he just couldn't, his team couldn't win, or yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's like he could do everything he could, but team didn't come through. That's too bad. That's one thing I love about March Madness is when those kind of teams win, but really didn't get very many of them, at least the first half of the second round games. I think almost every favorite won. So we're going to have to see if Liberty or the Anteaters of UC Irvine can come through. I don't think there's even too many others other than 9 seeds or 8 seeds. That are even
you know what? You know what I think we really need to talk about?
What?
Carson Edwards of Purdue had 42 points last night.
All right, yeah. I think that's worth mentioning. How you feeling about that guy's future?
I mean, he scored 42 points against Villanova, so.
Just no doubt. I mean, what's that?
Just might have a good career.
Yeah, I guess that's a good indicator. Yeah, no doubt. But I love that he beat Villanova. Finally get them out of there later. So sick of them. But yeah, that was pretty impressive. I hadn't heard the guy before that, to be honest with you. Has he been doing that stuff all year, or are you not sure?
I have no clue.
Okay. It's your Purdue Boilermakers, though. So that's good. I'm glad they're alive. Big Ten doing a little bit of representing. Not so much the second time, but they won a lot of their first game. So, and Indiana is still alive in the NIT, just FYI.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what that is totally.
You don't even know what the National Invitational Tournament is?
Of course I know what the National Invitational Tournament is.
Oh, you do? Well, I didn't know. It's kind of an old school thing. You know? What's that?
Well, neither did I, so it evens out.
Yeah, it's National Invitational Tournament. It actually used to be bigger than the NCAA tournament. I mean, this is back in like the 50s, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. It used to be like the one everybody would go to because it was in Madison Square Garden in New York, and that was kind of the big time, and college basketball wasn't really super popular back then, but more teams would want to go to the NIT, and then eventually March Madness took over, and the NIT kind of became the second tournament. If you didn't make March Madness, then the next bunch of teams go to the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament. Exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, so I heard you wanted to do something like kind of a Mad Minute.
Yeah, I got an idea. You want to hear it?
Sure.
I'm calling it Sixth Sense. It's kind of like six things that we give our 2 cents worth on. A list that just random things, sports, pop culture, whatever, say the thing, get the old school thought, the middle school thought on it, kind of a rapid fire thing. I got an initial list of six things. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right. So I think we do this, and then maybe next time you could do six, but then eventually maybe our fans can post six things that they want us to talk about. Again, these would just be six words, you know, or really brief topic that we go rapid fire, old school, middle school point of view on. So if you want to do that, if you want to send us your list of six things for our Sixth Sense segment, if you want to send us comments, thoughts,
are you there? Yeah, so I think old school cut out for a minute, so we're gonna try this again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead then.
So anyway. Okay. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good on my through here.
Okay, cool. So where were we?
So I was going to tee up the Twitter for people to message us.
Oh, yeah. Did you already say it?
Nope.
It's at QB158_3. Just DM me on Twitter at QB158_3.
And then you can love to hear from you and let us know what you're thinking. And thanks for listening. So, all right, you ready for the first segment of Sixth Sense? Six things. I'm going to throw it out. You tell me you like it, don't like it, your thought on top of head. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Maroon 5.
No.
Okay, I agree. But I liked the old original Maroon 5 first few years. Lately, horrible. Sounds the same. Everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
What was the word you used one time?
Repetitive.
Love that. All right. Next one. Ready. Captain Marvel.
It's okay. There's a little too much. It was just not my thing.
All right, a little too much what you can say.
It's just, I don't know.
Okay. Just wasn't quite the end all be all, but you didn't mind it. I loved it. I do. I know it's not among the top Marvel movies. It's not, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 or 2 or Thor 3 or any of the Iron Mans or, so certainly Ant-Man. Well, I really liked Ant-Man, but that said, I liked it. I really did. And maybe because people were really down on it, I went in with low expectations, but I thought it held up to the Marvel standard. Maybe not, the greatest, but I think it had some good dialogue, banter, interesting characters, and plot twists. So yeah, I think I was a little more fan than you were. Safe to say.
Probably. Yeah.
Number three, Led Zeppelin.
Pass.
Right, only the greatest rock band ever in the history of the world. So you need to discover. I think I've failed as a father if you don't even know Led Zeppelin, much less you should have a whole playlist of Led Zeppelin songs. So one rule in the car, Led Zeppelin comes on the radio, you cannot change the channel. So all right, ready for the next one? Green Book.
I really liked it. It was probably one of my favorite movies.
Okay. All right, good. I liked it a lot. I did definitely. I didn't wouldn't put it on like top of my list, but it's definitely lived up to the Oscar worthiness, I think. And definitely two good performances. They made like two really characters I think that you really wanted to like keep watching and never got tired of. All right, next one, you ready? Rap battles. Rap battles, isn't that what it's called?
They're still fun to watch.
Middle school here introduced me to rap battles. Is it a like TNT or TBS or is it
Yeah,
actually
drop the mic on TBS, I think, or TNT, or T, I don't know, one of those.
one of those T stations? So yeah, so I didn't realize, but we watch them online on YouTube. And I gotta admit that it's pretty interesting. You get some very, very wide-ranging groups of people. So who's one that stands out that you liked?
T-Pain and Lonzo Ball and Odell Beckham and Shawn Mendes.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was pretty good. The one I liked was Rob Riggle and that Taron, what's that guy's name?
No one knows.
No one knows. The guy from Saturday Night Live, apparently, and Single Parents, but and Rob Riggle. I thought that one was really enjoyable. So some are kind of cringy, but actually, I'm surprised that the quality of some of the people that I would never think would be able to do that that they've had on there. Just no more James Corden,
Okay.
right? And number six, Jabril on the Giants.
I don't want to talk about
All right, well, let's talk about just for a minute. See, I didn't realize that the Odell Beckham, I knew it had like mega high draft picks, but I just found out from middle school the other day that it included Jabril Peppers. I'm shocked that there was actually a player included in that. Jabril is now on the Giants. Hopefully, it means he can flourish. Landon Collins isn't there. Maybe he can step up and be even more of the man, but huge Jabril fans here, and all of a sudden, bam, he's on the Giants. Not huge Giants fans, that would be safe to say. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, so that's it. That's Sixth Sense. Get a little bit of old school, middle school flavor on some of the reactions. If you have any lists that you want us to run through. If they're appropriate, as always, we'll consider it at the hit us up on Twitter at QB158_3. All right, so what's one game other than Duke UCF that you're the second most looking forward to today?
UNC Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, UNC Washington.
I don't know a lot about Washington, but I mean, I haven't really watched UNC this year, so I'm thinking they're pretty good.
Besides the times when either they crushed Duke or Zion dunked on every player on their team.
Yeah, well, it was hard to watch after, like, Zion went down that time because that's just like seeing Duke just fall apart. But let's see. Let me think. Who's a good one that I'd like to see? I think Ohio State, Houston. Well, I'm curious about Houston. Buffalo, Texas Tech. I'm hoping Buffalo keeps it up for sure. And then UC Irvine, Oregon, just because Oregon's uniforms are so colorful, they're just cool to watch. I think that's probably the two. Both of those are both high seeds, right? So yeah, it's like a 12 and a 13, so at least you're gonna have one quote unquote upset team in the Sweet 16. Can you believe we're almost at the Sweet 16? So, all right. So that's a little bit of March Madness, a little bit of Sixth Sense. Anything else on your mind, buddy?
Nope. I think it's getting kind of long. We should probably wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Hit us up on Twitter. This is Old School saying catch you next time. I'm done. That was my sign off. Wasn't that my hip signature sign off?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.